Well, hey there, and welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. If you're new to these, thanks for joining us. My name is Bobby. I get to serve as one of the pastors here at Sugar Hill Church, and our hope is that these would add value to you every single weekday. Well, today I want to dive in and I want to ask you, have you ever read a book or watched a movie that had this little phrase that said this, and they lived happily ever after? I think in all of us, there's a desire that we would have a relationship like that. I mean, really, whether you're a kid or an adult, there's something inside of us that's drawn towards this idea of a better relationship, that something rich, that something that has that kind of ending, that they lived happily ever after. The problem is we've all experienced setbacks when it comes to relationships. That phrase, and they lived happily ever after, sounds great, but it rarely happens easily. A few years ago, I read a great book that's about marriage, and it's called Love and Respect. And the author makes the case to say that at the end of the day, what most women want to feel from their mate is they want to feel loved. And at the end of the day, what most husbands want to feel is they want to feel respected. So the author draws this diagram. It's basically the circle, and at the top of the circle is love, at the bottom of the circle is respect, and he talks about how those two things fuel one another. In other words, when a wife is showing respect to her husband, so when a husband feels respected, then in turn he reciprocates by showing love to her. And so when he feels respected, he shows love. And when she feels love, she shows respect. And so it ends up fueling that cycle. But the problem is when there's a break in that cycle. The problem is when she doesn't feel loved, then she doesn't want to show respect. And when he doesn't feel respected, he doesn't want to show love. And so if we're not careful, we'll live for days, weeks, months, or even years of this broken cycle. He calls it the crazy cycle, when we just go down this downward spiral. And so here's what I want us to think about today. What do you do if you're in the middle of that? How do you have a better y'all? How do you have a better relationship with the person that's in your life? Well, there's one little verse that I think gives us great insight. It's Proverbs 24, verse 16. It says, "For a righteous man falls seven times and rises again." Did you catch that? The question is not, are we going to fall? He says a righteous man will fall seven times, but the deal is he keeps getting up. See, in marriage, we're going to have those areas where we fall. So the goal is not to not fall. We're all going to fall. The goal is to keep getting back up. Well, how do you do that? Let me give you just three quick guidelines on that. We could say a lot about it, but I think these are helpful, especially in marriage, but maybe in other relationships as well. How do you keep getting back up? Number one, don't give up. Make that decision to say, I'm never gonna give up. If you wanna have a strong marriage, if you wanna have a strong relationship, just accept the fact that there are gonna be temporary setbacks. That's just part of life. In baseball terms, the idea is to keep getting back up to the plate. Even according to baseball statisticians, even Hall of Famers fail to get a hit 7 out of 10 times. And Babe Ruth, probably the greatest slugger of all time, struck out over 1,300 times, more than anyone of his day. Never give up. The second guideline is to seek forgiveness. Seek forgiveness first from God, but also from your spouse. It's impossible to have a right relationship with God when we don't have a right relationship with the people that God's called us to love. Ephesians 4:32 says it this way, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." So how do we forgive? How are we supposed to do that? Just as Christ did it for us. He held nothing against us. He offered forgiveness freely. So number one, never give up. Number two, seek forgiveness from God and from your spouse. And then number three, ask God to guide you. Ask him to guide you. I mean, here's what Psalm 37, verse 24 promises, that though you stumble, you will not fall. Why? For the Lord will uphold you with his hand. We need God's helping hand. We need to ask for his hand because it's always there for us if we ask him humbly and confidently for guidance. And so here's what I believe. You can have great relationships. Maybe if you're not even convinced that it's going to be great, I think you can have better relationships. And the way that you have better relationships is not by them being perfect, because no relationship is perfect. They're messy. But it's not about not falling. It's about getting back up. Don't give up today. Seek forgiveness and ask God, God, would you guide me by your hand? In fact, I would encourage you to do that even now. If you haven't had a chance yet, would you take just a few moments and pray to your Heavenly Father that loves you and models how we can love the people around us? And would you just ask him, God, would you help me in this area of a relationship? Would you guide me with your hand? Man, I hope you have a great, great day today. We're for you. We're excited about what God is doing here at Sugar Hill and throughout the world. If we can be praying for you, just shoot us a quick email. prayer@sugarhillchurch.com, or if you want to send it directly to me, bobby@sugarhillchurch.com, and we'd love to partner with you and to pray for you. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon for another edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.